creo.
No.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the second inning, things kind of got away from me there. Made two pitches, two bad pitches, and it's unfortunate, you know. I don't really know what to say. I mean, I felt like I was pretty well in the zone and pretty locked in, and made two bad pitches and paid for it. And, you know, swinging bunt that 9 times out of 10 rolls foul, and just didn't roll foul that time. And it just kind of escalated, but happy to be able to at least, you know, put in 5 innings and have 4 good ones. Obviously, need to clean up the second one, but wasn't how it was supposed to go.
You mentioned the swinging bunt just being frustrating. I mean, how were you able to kind of just regroup after something like that?
Teammates and coaches, you know, coming in after that, it's easy after giving up the 5 spot in the second inning, with especially how my season's been going so far, just not being the way that, you know, I know that I can play and not pitching the way that, you know, I've done in the past and the way that I expect myself to. So obviously being down after that and then coming in and I'm just saying, like, you know, forget it, move on, and so have time to get through this game, get 5 solid innings in. And so it was just, you know, as a pitcher, especially in the big leagues, that one thing I've learned is you have to have a very short memory and very thick skin. So you just got to move on and next pitch.
You mentioned you were happy to get through 5 innings. Is there other stuff you can, good stuff you can take off? Or
yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, second inning aside, I threw really well. Limited hits. I want to say pretty much all the hits came in the fifth inning, or in the second inning. Limited the walks. You know, I didn't strike out as many as, you know, I normally would, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I definitely would say that, you know, second inning aside, the other 4 innings were solid, great work.
Talking this morning about just wanting to have a good balance, like the pitch mix. I think tonight it was like almost equal sinker, changeup, equal kind of slider. Is that
more
ideal?
Yeah. I've kind of been leaning on the cutter a lot more than I have in the past. It's turned out to be a lot better pitch than it was last year. And tonight, it's unfortunate that two of the home runs I give up are on that pitch, but, you know, if you're going to live by the pitch, you got to be willing to die by the pitch. And I made some really good cutters tonight, and I threw two that just, you know, backed up and stayed middle, and they did look good hitters too. I felt like we mixed really well, and I felt like I was a lot better than myself tonight. Got ahead a lot better. You know, just fell behind in key situations when you can't fall behind, especially against good hitters. The one to low was definitely a cutter. The one to Ibanez might have been a four-seam actually. It just kind of got on the side of it and ran a little more.
Is it weird at all to see Otto on the outside, or just quirky?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I saw him in the offseason when we went back to an alumni thing, and I hadn't talked to him a whole lot up until that point, just because we live in different areas in Houston now, and, you know, our careers are kind of taking us in different paths. But it was nice seeing him out there, him getting the chance to come up, and he threw very well. I saw him in the offseason at alumni thing, and we were kind of talking about, you know, hopefully we'd see each other. And I don't think it's very often that you have two guys that you went to high school, like a guy you went to high school with, but facing off against each other. It would have been nice, you know, if the game had gone a different way, but, you know, credit to him, he threw the ball well tonight, so, you know, good for him.